Good morning. I'm Assistant Sheriff Jim Seebach, and I'm here to brief you on additional details as we know them today about the officer-involved shooting that occurred on Wednesday, March the 1st, 2023. This is officer-involved shooting number one for 2023, non-fatal number one. The same time last year, we were at three officer-involved shootings, with one of those being non-fatal. This event was initiated as a robbery call on March the 1st at 6:06 p.m. The officer-involved shooting occurred near the intersection of Stephanie and Sunset Road in Henderson. You can see the scenes to my left. The involved officers, first officer is Officer Justin Garcia. He is 26 years old. He has been with the LVMPD since 2018. In this incident, Officer Garcia was armed with a Glock 17 9mm equipped with a tactical light. The investigation revealed he fired 12 rounds during this incident. He is assigned to the Tour Safety Division Convention Center Area Command. The second officer, Officer Jacob Barr, he is 29 years old and has been with the LVMPD since 2015. In this incident, Officer Barr was armed with the HK VP 9mm equipped with a tactical light. The investigation revealed he fired 4 rounds during this incident. He is assigned to the East Community Policing Division, Southeast Area Command. The suspect is identified as Lorraine Alvarado. She is a 31-year-old Hispanic female adult, 5'2", 130 pounds, and she's pictured here to my left. Alvarado was armed with a Taurus G2C 9mm handgun. The investigation revealed that Alvarado did not fire the weapon. You can see the photos of the handgun to my left. Alvarado's charges are robbery with a deadly weapon, conspiracy to commit robbery with a deadly weapon, grand larceny of a motor vehicle, own or possess a gun by a prohibited person, assault with deadly weapon on a protected person, 2 counts, resisting a public officer with a firearm, 2 counts. Alvarado's prior felony convictions include a burglary from 2018, robbery with deadly weapon in 2016, conspiracy to commit robbery 2011, and an additional robbery charge in 2011. We were dealing with a person who's been arrested for 4 violent felony crimes in the past, who was most recently arrested in February of this year for theft, who received a plea deal and was subsequently released. The details of the officer-involved shooting are as follows. On March 1st, 2023, at approximately 6:06 p.m., LVMPD dispatch received a call from a business reporting an armed robbery near the 4600 block of West Sahara. The person reported stating that 3 females walked into the business and one was armed with a handgun. The suspect stole merchandise and fled the scene in a black Mercedes-Benz. One of the robbery suspects was later identified as Lorraine Alvarado, who was a suspect in the officer-involved shooting. A records check revealed that the Mercedes had been stolen from a local business on February 28th of 2023. A short time after the robbery, patrol officers located the stolen Mercedes in the area of Paradise Road and East Sahara and attempted to conduct a high-risk vehicle stop. Instead of stopping, the driver accelerated and drove away at a high rate of speed. A vehicle pursuit was then authorized and officers gave chase. The vehicle entered US 95 and traveled southbound towards Henderson. An officer deployed a tire deflation device on the freeway at 95 and Russell to disable the fleeing vehicle. The tire deflation device our agency uses is designed to safely release the air from the vehicle's tires while the driver maintains full control of the car. The stolen vehicle drove over the deflation device but continued to flee from officers. The vehicle then exited the freeway and drove westbound on Sunset Road. As the stolen vehicle traveled on Sunset, it collided with another vehicle at Stephanie Street. After the collision, Alvarado, who was a passenger in the Mercedes, got out of the car and ran northbound on Stephanie while holding a handgun. Officer Justin Garcia and Officer Jacob Barr chased Alvarado on foot. As Alvarado ran away from officers, she turned and pointed her gun towards Officer Garcia. This prompted Officer Garcia to discharge his duty weapon. Alvarado continued to run while holding her handgun. She then pointed her weapon towards Officer Barr. This action prompted both officers to discharge their duty weapons. Alvarado was struck by gunfire and fell to the ground. Officers were then able to take her into custody and summon medical personnel. Alvarado was transported to Sunrise Hospital, where she was booked in absentia, and she is still currently there. I'll now play for you several body-worn camera videos depicting this officer-involved shooting. Thank you.
401, 401.
As you can see here, you'll see the suspect turn and point her firearm at her officers. There's this picture, and then one additional where the handgun is directly pointing towards our brave officer.
Gun, gun, gun! Drop it, drop it, drop it! Drop it, gun! Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Hey, hold on, hold on!
You can see how she's running with the handgun in her hand while the officer tries to de-escalate by giving her commands to drop it. You can also see over here the handgun is still in her hand as she points it at her officer, and it slowly falls out of her hands after. There's a picture of the handgun that she's running with. Here's the picture of her pointing the handgun at our officer. And there's a picture of it still in her hand from his point of view. And that's the picture of the firearm as it fell to the ground. So actually, do me a favor. Go back to the one more slide. One more. That one right there. I'd like everyone to take notice to that slide for a particular reason. Zoom back out to the normal of what it was. That picture, though, should aggravate this community. That picture is a suspect who has no regard for the consequences of her actions. And then in that same still picture, it shows two officers from Las Vegas Metro on the far right and the officer's perspective here. Those officers are displaying the bravery and courage, how they chase down, run towards a person that's pointing a firearm at them to take them into custody. It represents what our officers are up against each and every day and their willingness to go after these bad people and these suspects that are willing to have no regard for their actions. And the courage that's displayed here is exemplary, and it represents the finest of our officers, and it, again, exemplifies what our officers deal with each and every day. So, with that, I'll take any questions.
How close is she to the officers in this image?
I want to say that was roughly about 20 feet.
Or less.
Or 20 feet or less.
Thank you.
Sir, you said she was a passenger. Who was driving the stolen vehicle?
There was a total of three people in the car, to include her. The other two have been arrested by our robbery detail. The driver was arrested, and we for the appropriate robbery charges and the accident that occurred, as well as the passenger that was still in the car was also charged. We focused this part of the briefing just on the officer-involved shooting part.
Was the second body camera from Officer Barr or Officer Garcia, the one where she's crouching?
The one where she's crouching, it's going to be from Officer Barr.
Thank you. And was it an attempted robbery or a successful robbery?
It was a successful robbery.
Thank you.
Do you have an update on the suspect's status in the hospital?
Still in critical condition in the hospital. Okay, thank you very much.